This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3787 for Tuesday, the 7th of February, 2023. Today's show is entitled, It Shouldn't Crackle Like That. It is hosted by Rowan and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is Rowan describes fixing the wiring to a ceramic Christmas tree.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. This is Rowan, and today I'll be giving you a short Christmas story. So, the Friday before Christmas, my partner's mother called me and asked if I had a short indoor extension cord she could borrow. When I arrived at her house, which takes all of about 30 seconds to get to, she lives in the next townhome down. She showed me her display of ceramic Christmas trees, for which she needed the extension cord. These decorations have two pieces, a base which holds a small light bulb, and then the tree which sits over the light and has translucent colored plastic Christmas lights attached to it, which are illuminated by the light bulb inside the tree. There were four ceramic trees of varying heights, from about 14 inches, about 36 centimeters, to 6 inches, about 15 centimeters tall. While helping to arrange each of the tree's electrical cords and plugging them into the extension cable, one of the trees wouldn't stay lit. If you turned the base or removed the cord, it would light back up, but then it would go out once you took pressure off the cord. I could also hear crackling at times when moving the cord. Not a sound you want to hear in an electrical ornament. After separating the pieces and turning over the base, I could see not only the sparks, but why it was sparking. At some point, one of the wires had come loose from the light socket and was taped back into place with what looks like duct tape. The ornament was made in the 1950s. I'm not sure when the repair was made. As ornaments have been passed through the family over the years, the plastic which held the wire in place had failed over the years, and the tape was also failing from the electric sparks that would occur when the wire was moved around. You could see burn marks on the tape around the wire. At first, I thought I might be able to fix the side with the bad wiring, maybe solder the wire into the socket to give it a good electrical connection, and then use electrical tape to cover the hole where the socket casing had failed. But in the process of taking the wire out and removing all the old duct tape, the socket's electrical contact fell out. I'd say this was for the best. The whole socket needed replacing. My biggest issue is I wasn't sure I could find a replacement socket that would fit through the hole in the ceramic base. So while doing my last-minute Christmas shopping the next day on Christmas Eve, I stopped at one of the big box hardware stores to browse the electrical section and see if I could find a replacement socket that might work. Of course, I hadn't brought either the old socket or the light bulb, but I found a small rack with replacement sockets that looked like it might work. The candelabra-style socket replacement looked like the correct size for both the light bulb and the hole in the base of the ornament. Once I was home, I tested the fit of the light bulb, and the socket was the correct size. It was just a little too big for the hole in the base, the new light socket. But I was hoping I could just grind off some of the raised plastic lettering and maybe a little off the sides of the new socket here and there to get it to fit in the base. I was leery of using my Dremel tool to make the hole bigger in the ceramic base. I didn't want it to crack or chip the finish. I did end up doing both, grinding down some of the plastic on the replacement socket and grinding out the hole in the ceramic base. There was raised lettering on the side of the new socket. I ground those down with the Dremel, and then there were just some places when I was trying to fit it in where I felt like it was a little tight, so I was just trying to grind a little off the side here and there. And I was getting close, but then I noticed that I was starting to take too much off of places on the new socket, and I didn't want to destroy it and compromise its integrity. So I did very carefully start grinding the hole, trying to make it a little more circular in the ceramic. I do a little bit, and then I test it to see if the socket would go down through. And it finally did, and then, of course, it wasn't a snug fit, so the socket went down in all the way. So the new socket sort of had this hexagonal, end on it, so that would keep it from sliding all the way through the hole, which was good. Socket had this piece of aluminum. It was sort of like an extender to keep the wires going straight out and keep the wires from bending too close to the end of the plastic socket coming out the bottom of it. And so when the new socket slid all the way down to the base, it was sort of sticking out the bottom. So you wouldn't have been able to have the Christmas tree stand sit nice and flat. So I did have to have it raised about, I don't know, a quarter inch. I'm not quite sure how many millimeters that is. And so I took a piece of electrical tape, and I did end up putting electrical tape on it. I wrapped it around the new socket, and then that provided enough tension then that I sort of could put the new candelabra socket in the base enough so that the wires didn't stick out the bottom. And it was very snug at that point. I thought you could probably get away with just leaving it like that. But I also wanted to make sure that, that was better physically secured in there. So we have a glue gun somewhere in this house. I still haven't found it. Usually our girls are not that great about putting things away, but I think I was the last one to use the glue gun, so that's probably on me. I did find a big bag of glue sticks, so that was beneficial. So what I did do, don't do this at home, kids, a desoldering gun, which is basically like a very hot, very concentrated hair dryer. And I figured if it would melt solder, it would, soften a glue stick. So I was able to carefully sort of press the glue stick at the edge where the candelabra was coming through the base on inside and blow on the low setting, use the hot air desolderer to soften the glue and sort of push the glue stick around. But of course, as you're pushing the glue stick, it's getting closer into the base, and which means my fingers are getting closer into the very hot stream of air. And so I was only able to make it about 3/4 of the way around before it just was too hot to do. So I sort of pulled the glue stick off and I let it cool just a little bit, and then I just took my finger around and smoothed the glue around the base of where the candelabra outlet goes through the base. It actually turned out looks pretty good, and it definitely provided that extra stability to hold the socket in the base. The next step then was to connect the old cord, which the old cord was still in good shape, except right where it had gone into the old socket. So I cut that off, the one side that was still good and attached, and then I evened it up and then stripped the ends for a new connection, and then the new socket had the two wires coming out of it with about 6 inches of tail to give you room to mess with it. And I had purchased two small of the screw nuts connectors, so it is nicely screwed together, good electrical connection, and probably the recommended safe way of connecting to electrical cables, cords. And so that I had already, strung the old thing back through the hole in the side of the base, wire nutted them together, and it all fit back in under the base nicely. I was able to flip the base over, plug it in, it lit up, put the top on it, sits nice and level, and the tree lights up, and hopefully we'll be good for another 50 years or so, and not be a fire threat when you plug it in. So anyway, that was my exciting Christmas Eve. That's sort of my, I guess, my Christmas Eve present to my soon-to-be mother-in-law. And I hope you enjoyed this episode of Making Christmas a Little Safer.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.